to get started. Are you excited for the tour? It's the first day.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited for the tour. Great diversity in bands, which is awesome for me. I love going to a show and seeing different styles of bands. So this tour definitely provides that. Really good people out here. It's like a traveling summer camp, you know?
Yeah. Now, how long have you guys been in town rehearsing and getting ready?
We haven't rehearsed.
No? Like, not at all?
No. We had about 20 minutes to kind of just line check, and that's about it. But we're fresh off the road from Europe, so yeah. It shouldn't be too bad.
And, I mean, obviously, you're familiar with the Killswitch.
Oh, yeah.
But the set, now, you're back in the band.
Yeah.
How's it feel? It
feels great, man. It's surprisingly a natural transition.
Yeah.
You know, I think the one thing for me was just learning Howard's material, learning how I was going to like live in the songs and make them my own. And once that happened, it feels natural. It almost feels in a way like I hadn't left, but it is 10 years later and we're all much different people. So it feels a lot better than it did back then.
And now, it's been 10 years since you were on tour with Killswitch?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we did Europe, and I filled in a few dates on their last tour about 2 years ago when Howard wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's my first official U.S. date on tour with Killswitch.
Nice. Have you been doing stuff in the studio so far?
Yeah, we've got two songs completed for our new record and another 12, 13 to go that I'm going to finish up in the fall.
Nice. Now, did you come in the middle of stuff they'd been working on with Howard, and did you have to kind of like...
Thankfully, no. Thankfully, it was just music. It had no lyrics, no vocals. Howard hadn't attempted to do anything, so it's a nice clean slate, brand new record, fresh, fast, heavy. I couldn't be more stoked to sing over the record. As a matter of fact, once I signed up to do the audition for those guys, you know, we chummed around, had beers, and they took me back to the Adam's house, and we listened to the record, and that was like, that totally sold me when I heard the record. I was like, I gotta sing on this.
Now, when you auditioned, was it someone from the band that hit you up to do it, or did you kind of do it on your own?
It's something we kicked around when I knew that they had let go of Howard. It was my idea to audition, to be part of the process. I thought it would show them that I really wanted to work for it. You know, I can't presume that, I want to be back in the band now. Just hire me again, you know.
Yeah.
Wanted to show them that I could sing the songs and also prove it to myself, mm-hmm. you know, to be part of that process. And it was cool, man, because I had some pretty cool competition. You know, some people I knew that were really good vocalists, probably more skilled than myself. But, you know, it's not just about how you sound. It's about your feeling, about your conviction, your passion for music. And we're all old friends, so that helps, too.
That definitely helps. So is the set going to be a lot of new stuff, old stuff? What are you guys doing for the set?
I think it's basically going to be, you know, some of the hits, because you can't not play the hits. You know, a lot of Howard stuff, and then some stuff from Alive, Just Breathing sprinkled in. And maybe not today, but moving forward, we're going to start potentially putting a new song in, but we're still working that one out.
How is the first day of a big tour? Is it always kind of working out the kinks, or
yeah,
are you guys ready?
Definitely working out the kinks. Definitely going to be one of those things that when we get on stage, there may still be some kinks, but hopefully you won't notice them.
I'm sure we won't. No one ever does.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
So for us, it's like you just get up there and just do your thing and see what happens. You know, you can't stress it. First day of tour is always a little stressful, but just roll with it.
Nice. Have all the bands had a chance to kind of get to know, like at least meet and get to know each other? Do you guys do that?
Not really, but fortunately we know most of these bands anyway. I know God Forbid really well. I know the Trivium guys really well. I met the Amir guys and we hit it off immediately. Battlecross, same thing. Like,
nice,
it just kind of happened immediately. And Five Finger guys have been so great to us. So it's really a matter of just, I guess we pretty much do know everybody.
Nice.
For the most part. But, you know, as the tour goes on, you spend more time with people. That stuff happens naturally.
Nice. Now, do you have any personal rituals before you go out on tours, or something you, like, have to pack, or you did one of those, like, night-before packers?
Unfortunately, I'm sort of a night-before packer. But, you know, for me, it's just, I mean, I don't really have any outfits or anything like that. But for me, it's just plenty of water, plenty of rest, and my vocal warm-ups and warm-downs. That's really it. Yeah. And then not partying too hard. Those are my things.
Yet.
Yeah, yes. There are some nights I'm sure it'll happen, but... You know, I try to be I'm not as young as I used to be, so I want to stay in shape. Make sure, the main thing for me is making sure my voice sounds good for those 45 minutes to an hour on stage. Everything else around it doesn't matter. As long as my voice sounds good, you know, that's why I'm here.
Nice. Is there anybody on this tour who's like a workout fanatic that you know is going to kind of get everyone to join in?
Actually, yeah. Zoltan from Five Finger Death Punch is, he trains jiu-jitsu. my tour manager is training as well, so I signed on, so I'm going to start training jiu-jitsu on this tour.
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's good to stay in shape, and it's good for your mind. You know, when you get out here, you get so bored, and it's easy to get distracted and get into trouble, so I feel like for me, that's just another ritual to keep me focused and in shape mentally and physically.
Nice. There might be a big group jiu-jitsu class by the end of the tour.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
I'd love to see that. All right, Jesse, just remind everyone when your album's coming out, if you know yet.
Yeah,
and
we don't know yet. But
you don't know yet? It's like tentatively
next,
like in the fall?
Next year. Let's say next year. Hopefully early next year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan.